like having that conversation one-on-one with your homegirl. When you're writing in first person, the narrative could be biased. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in. So today's video, we're gonna talk about point of view. What is it? As well as the pros and cons of each one. So I was inspired to create this video as I was editing a manuscript and I noticed that the writer went from first person to third person point of view. And so, especially if you're new to writing, self-publishing, you may be wondering, what is point of view? So the point of view is simply who is telling the story, as well as the narrator's relationship with the characters in the story. All right. So if you're not aware, we have three points of view. They're very simple. First, second, and third. And within a third point of view, you actually have two of them. You have limited and omniscient. And of course, I'll go more in detail about those later on. All right, so the first one we're going to hop into is first point of view. This is simply where the character is telling you their point of view inside the story. And most familiar, how you can tell if you are writing in first person point of view, is you're going to use words like I, we, my, those type of words, right? And it's going to convey the events, once again, that's specific to that particular character. And if you think about it, it's like having that conversation one-on-one with your homegirl. Like, you haven't seen her in quite some time, and she is just catching you up on all the tea that has been going on in her life, right? So she's going to be like, girl, and I did X, Y, and Z, and we, you know, went travel, we enjoyed ourselves, and then, but I miss you, girl. I haven't seen you in a long time. So it's that type of conversation that is had within point of the first person point of view. All right, so some of the pros of that is an intimate conversation. Just like I said, imagine if you're talking to your homegirl or a good friend that you haven't seen in quite some time. It is very intimate and personable. Another pro is that you get a direct insight into that person's feeling, right? They can convey what they are feeling within themselves, and they can express that because they know what's going on with them. Like, they are the one that can give you the ins and outs of what's going on within their life. So the con of first person point of view is that it's a limited perspective. It's only that one character's point of view. And so, of course, if you have a book that is many different characters, there's a lot that can be going on that maybe the reader may miss out on if they are not informed as far as what's going on in their life, right? Because, of course, first person is the life of that one character, right? And so it can be limited in that sense that it only focuses on that one character. All right. And of course, if it's focused on that one character, it may be biased, right? If you've ever talked to someone and they're saying that, you know, a particular person is the problem, right? And of course, they're going to think they're innocent. They're going to think they're in the right. But when you get an opportunity to listen to both sides, you realize that person wasn't right. You know, they had some issues going on too. Perhaps they contributed to the problem. So once again, when you're writing in first person, the narrative could be biased because it's in that person's point of view. And another issue that could, that's a con, but you know, it could go wrong, is the overuse of I. Especially when I said, I did, I this, I that, it can become very redundant and overwhelming to a reader when they constantly see I. And so a genre that's, or genres that use first person, it's going to be young adult, romance, and of course, my favorite, memoirs. All right, so the next point of view that we're going to jump into is second person, right? So this one is kind of unique, it's as it's rarely used. And so I want you, before I even explain it, I want you to imagine that you're having a conversation with someone. And it's more so like an argument than a conversation, but I'm going to say conversation. And all you hear is, you did this, you did that, you're wrong, you get on my nerves, you this, you that. It can be quite annoying, right? So second point of view is which the writer brings you, the reader, into the story as a character, right? That's very unique. I like it though. But it can be hard to write because that's kind of uncomfortable. It's unusual. And I'll be honest, I don't think I've read a book that's in second person. All right. So a book that I found that did second person point of view quite well was Bright Lights, Big City by Jay McInerney, and I pray that I said that correctly. And so this is a novel, like I said, that's most famous for the second person point of view. And it tells the story of a young man's life back in the 1980s in Manhattan, how he deals with his wife leaving him, his mother's death, and his spiraling drug addiction. And it all narrates as you. So definitely the pros of second person point of view, and this is very unique, right? If you're able to execute this well, I'm pretty sure it's going to stand out amongst a lot of books because it's rare that it's done, right? And then so if done well, the second pro is that if done well, that it can create a very strong immersive experience for the reader because they feel pretty much they are a character within the book, and so it really just engulfs them, make them feel included. And who wouldn't love that, especially if it's a really good book that engages and keeps your attention? Okay, so the cons of second person point of view is that it can feel gimmicky, really off. It's very uncomfortable. So once again, just imagine if you're having a conversation where someone is always saying, you do this, you getting on my nerves, you da da da, why are you always talking about blah 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 blah. It can get very like annoying, right? The person that you no longer want to be around, the book you no longer want to read. So once again, you want to make sure if you're using second person point of view that it's executed well. Other one is that it can feel limited because once again, it's to the reader, right? It's only their perspective. And so it limits the story, or limits getting to know other characters in the story, especially if they are many, right? So a common genre that uses second person point of view is explore or choose your own adventure stories. And if you're not familiar with that, and depending on how old you are, if you think back to the book series Goosebumps, because I'm quite familiar, I used to read those when I was younger. But if you still don't know what I'm talking about, so imagine if you read a story and they say, what would you like to do? A, B, and you choose B and it goes this way. Or if you choose A, it takes you that way. So it allows you to pick and choose your own journey, your own adventure within the story. And I've actually seen that a lot lately in some commercials, as well as some kids' TV shows. Like, you're able to choose which way, what the things they should do next, all right? Last but not least is third person point of view. This is the point of view in which a person is not within the story is telling the story. They are the narrative. And this is the most used point of view when telling stories. Characters are generally referred to by their name, or even she, he, they. Those are the type of verbiages or the words that they use to let you know that they are writing in third person. So to give you an example, third person is like that homegirl that be telling you everybody's business but hers, okay? So she knows all the tea. She gonna tell you what John did, what Sarah said, what Becky didn't like, right? She's gonna tell you everybody's business. And so that is a way to think of third person point of view. So the pros of this, it's very flexible in the sense that you get to see everyone's perspectives, point of view, get to know everything about, you know, everyone in the character, in the story. So like I said previously in the video, there are two types of third person point of view. You have limited, which focus solely on one particular character. And then you have omniscient, which knows all the characters and all their thoughts. So the pros is that you get to know all the characters' point of view and their, all characters' point of view and their thoughts and what's going on in their lives. Especially if you choose the omniscient point of view. But if you choose the limited point of view, once again, it's mainly told from that character, right? And so some of the cons with choosing third person is that it can be less intimate than first person. So of course, like I said, first person is you having that conversation with the actual person and they're telling you what's going on in their life, versus third person is the girl who knew everybody's business and she just spilling the tea. So it's not as intimate. All right. So another con is the risk of potentially confusing the readers, and how you would do this is that you're not properly transitioning and letting the reader know that you're no longer talking about Sarah. Now you're talking about Ashley, right? So you want to make sure when you are writing in third person and you are giving the perspectives of many different characters, you keep track of that and you let the reader know that, okay, we were talking about Sarah, now it's Ashley. We were talking about David, now it's Lewis. So you want to make sure you're having good transitions, making it clear the person, that the character's point of view in which you are speaking from. All right. And so common genres that write in third person point of view is epic fantasy, historical fiction, and science fiction. All right. So you definitely want to make sure you just choose which one works best for you. Just think about the type of experience that you want your reader to have. Think about how many characters. Think about the type of experience that you want the reader to have. Do you want them to know every nook and cranny about all the characters, or focus on the main character and just kind of develop the background characters as you go on? You also want to maintain clarity. Like I said, what inspired this video today is I'm editing a manuscript and it went from first person point of view to third person. So you want to make sure that you're remaining consistent when you're writing, and as well as if you think you struggle with consistency of point of view, point that out to your editor. Especially if you're doing copy editing, you want to let them know, hey, just be on the lookout. I mean, there's something they should catch, but just let them know, hey, just be on the lookout. I think I'm concerned about switching back and forth from point of view. So that may be something that you see as you are editing the manuscript. All right, so just to recap what we discussed today. The point of view determines who is telling the story and the relationship that the characters have with the narrator. The first person point of view is like having an intimate conversation with a long lost friend that you haven't seen in a while. They're telling you their personal story, their personal experience. You are getting it directly from them. The second point of view is the reader, the writer has pulled you in as a character and they are telling you your thoughts and what you are doing. And once again, it can be tricky, especially if you've ever dealt with someone that tells you what to do. It could be quite annoying, especially if the writing isn't done well. All right, last but not least, the third person point of view is pretty much when you're telling everyone's business, right? You know everything about everyone. So I want to encourage you just to experiment with different points of view. I would definitely love to hear what you have to say. You know, what point of view, if you are new at writing, what point of view do you think that you will write in? If you're perhaps an experienced writer, I want to know what point of view works well for you. Like, what are you known for writing in? First, second, or third? And if you are second, you know, I would love to get your feedback as far as, you know, your experience with that. Was it easy to do? Because maybe you're just a G at it, or you had to be mindful of the overuse of you and your tone in which you have to write the story. So I want to hear back from you. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you made it all the way to the end, Congratulations. My name is Ashley M. King. I am the Get It Done Queen, and I help people of faith tell their story and reach the people God has intended them to reach. All right. You can definitely go to my website, ashleymking.com, to know more about me. But definitely subscribe. Give me some likes. Give me some love. Comment down below. Thank you so much. God bless and have a wonderful day.